Ever feel like VR could be way more intuitive? Like, we're stuck fumbling with controllers when our eyes already know what they want.
It's true, our gaze is already our primary way of interacting with the world. It's almost like VR forgot that for a bit.
Exactly. But get this, some researchers back in 2016 were already on the case. We're diving into their work today. Buckle up, because you're about to see the future of VR, and it's all about ditching the controllers and letting your eyes take the wheel.
Literally, in a sense. This research paper we're looking at is called Transparent Reality, Using Eye Gaze Focus Depth as Interaction Modality. It's all about using the power of your eyes' focus depth to interact with VR.
Okay, so back in 2016, the Oculus Rift was the hot new thing, right? That's what these researchers used. Yeah. But they added a twist, literally. They cut out parts of the headset's lenses to fit in eye-tracking sensors. Talk about dedication.
They were determined, and it gets even more interesting. They had to create their own plugin to connect those eye trackers to the VR software because, believe it or not, that wasn't a standard feature back then.
They were way ahead of the curve. So what exactly were they trying to figure out with this Frankenstein headset of theirs?
They wanted to test if people could actually control things in VR just by using their eyes. And if so, how well did it work compared to the traditional way with controllers?
It's like that classic question. Can you pop a balloon just by staring at it really hard?
Well, kind of. They designed a simple VR game to test this. Picture yourself in VR, and there's a sphere you have to control with your eyes. This sphere needs to interact with 2D squares moving around in the distance.
So it's like a 3D game of eye-hand coordination, but instead of hands, it's all about your gaze.
Exactly. And to make sure the results were legit, they brought in a diverse group of people for the experiment, factoring in things like how good their vision was and even if they'd ever tried VR before.
Okay, I have to know. How do you even go about finding people who've never tried VR? Were they hiding in a cave somewhere?
You'd be surprised. But that's what's so great about this study. They didn't just grab a bunch of tech-savvy gamers. They wanted to see if this eye-tracking thing was intuitive for pretty much anyone.
A drumroll, please. What were the results? Were these folks able to control anything with just their eyes? Or was it a total flop?
Get this. People were just as good at the game using either method, eye-tracking, or the traditional scroll wheel.
No way. So even without any practice, people were able to pick up this whole eye control thing. That's wild. But how did they know if people actually liked using their eyes as controllers? Was it just a matter of, hey, this works, or was there something more to it?
They used something called the System Usability Scale, or SUS, to measure how people felt about each method. It's a fancy way of saying they got some hard data on how intuitive and user-friendly the whole experience was.
Data-driven design.
Yeah.
So what did the SUS tell them? Spill the tea. Were people actually into this whole eye control thing?
Here's where it gets really interesting. The eye tracking method scored really high on the SUS, almost as high as the traditional method. But that's not even the best part.
Okay, now you have to tell me. Don't leave me hanging.
People actually preferred using their eyes. They said it felt more natural and immersive, like they were truly part of the VR world.
That makes so much sense. It's like the difference between pointing at something and actually looking at it. Our eyes are hardwired for this. But okay, back to the research for a sec. They mentioned having to leave out some of the results. Why was that?
They had a couple of participants who had some trouble focusing because of nearsightedness and things like that. To keep the results super accurate, they excluded those scores, which is actually standard practice in this kind of research.
So it's like making sure the experiment is extra rigorous, right?
Right.
And what happened when they excluded those scores? Did it change things much?
You bet it did. The eye-tracking method ended up scoring even higher on the SUS scale, meaning it was even more user-friendly than they initially thought.
So even for people who might have some vision challenges, this technology has the potential to be a game-changer. This is why I love this stuff. It's not just about making cool tech. It's about making tech that works for everyone. Okay, enough with the nitty-gritty details. Let's talk big picture. What could this whole eye-tracking thing mean for the future of VR? Paint me a picture.
Imagine this. You're in a virtual world, completely immersed in whatever you're doing, whether it's playing a game, exploring a distant planet, or even just hanging out with friends. Now, let's say you want to check something on a virtual menu or dashboard, like changing a setting or replying to a message. With eye tracking, you could just glance at the menu and boom, it pops up. No more fumbling around with controllers, breaking your immersion.
Okay, that's cool and all, but we kind of already have that with things like heads-up displays, right? Yeah. What's the big aha moment here?
Here's where it gets really mind-blowing. They talked about the potential for seamless transitions between the virtual world and your actual surroundings, all controlled by your eyes. Imagine, You're in a VR game, and you need to grab a drink from your desk in the real world. With this technology, you could simply glance at your desk, and a window to the real world could fade in like magic. Grab your drink, glance back, and you're instantly back in the game. No need to take off the headset or anything.
Whoa, that's next level. It's like having virtual and real life layered right on top of each other.
Right.
And you can just switch between them with a glance. It would completely change how we think about VR and how we interact with technology in general.
It would break down those barriers between the digital and physical worlds, creating a more blended reality where you're not constantly switching gears between the two.
Okay, I'm sold. Sign me up. This is why we need to keep an eye on this research, pun intended. It's not just about making VR more fun or convenient. It's about fundamentally changing how we experience reality itself.
And that's just scratching the surface. We've only talked about a few potential applications, but the possibilities are endless.
It's like we're living in a science fiction novel, but this is real life and it's happening right now. That's what I find so mind-blowing about all of this. But let's get back to the researchers for a moment. They didn't just conduct this study and then peace out, did they?
Yeah.
What happened after they made these incredible discoveries?
They did something really cool. They actually shared their entire process, including any challenges they faced, and even the limitations of their prototype.
Wait, really? They shared everything. They didn't try to keep their secrets under wraps.
Nope. They were all about open science. They knew that for this technology to truly take off, it needed more brilliant minds working on it. So they basically laid out a roadmap for future research, encouraging others to pick up the baton and run with it.
That's awesome. It's like they were saying, hey, we started something amazing here, but we don't have all the answers. Let's figure this out together.
Exactly. And they highlighted some really important considerations for anyone developing eye tracking technology for VR. For example, they emphasized how crucial it is to calibrate the system for each individual user.
That makes sense. Everyone's eyes are a little different, so a one-size-fits-all approach probably wouldn't cut it.
Exactly. And while the potential for eye tracking in VR is huge, they were also upfront about the potential downsides, like eye fatigue. Staring at a screen for long periods, especially in VR, can be tough on the eyes.
Yeah, I can definitely see that being an issue. I've definitely had my fair share of VR headaches. So what's the solution there? Are we all doomed to have strained eyes in the name of technological progress?
Not necessarily. The researchers suggested incorporating things like breaks into VR experiences or finding clever design solutions to minimize eye strain.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between pushing the boundaries of what's possible and making sure the technology is comfortable and sustainable for long-term use.
Balance is key, as with everything in life. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of eye-tracking VR, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway here is that the future of VR, and maybe even technology in general, might be less about what we can hold in our hands and more about what we can control with our gaze. This research showed us that eye tracking has the potential to make VR more intuitive, more immersive, and more human, and that's a future I'm excited to see unfold.
Me too. It's like a whole new way of experiencing and interacting with the digital world is opening up right before our eyes. So the next time you slip on a VR headset, take a moment to appreciate the awesome power of your own two eyes. You might just be looking at the future.